Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school. At 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Had a good life here before, and the Lord has blessed me so. Oh, but sometimes I just want to go home. Friends and family I have here, and their love I just want to go home. Home has never looked so good to me. The tears are gone and spirits there. Tomorrow, and it keeps me going. There's no turning back. I just got to make it home. Now there's a Savior that I've never seen. I want to thank Him for all He's been to me. Oh, sometimes I just want to go home. A golden street as clear as a crystal that my feet are longing to walk upon. Oh, sometimes I just want
Hey! Amen. Well, I certainly hope that I'll see you in heaven one of these days. And I know for certain that I'm going this morning because I've been saved. I put my faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that I have been redeemed. I know that I've been born again. And thank God heaven is my destiny this morning. What a joy it'll be to be see Jesus one of these days and all of our loved ones this morning. I want to read out of Luke's Gospel chapter number 22 this morning. And just read a few verses this morning, bring the message that God's laid upon our heart. And the Bible said in Luke's Gospel chapter 22 verse number 31 this morning, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. And I prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Our Heavenly Father and our Gods, we come before you this morning, and we thank you, God, for this day and for the blessings upon our life, God, for your strength, and our God, for your mercy that's been upon us, God of heaven. We thank you, Lord, for all the goodness, Lord, we've received your hand this week, God, for your precious word. And I pray this morning, God, you'd anoint us afresh and new, God, that you'd use us today, God, that we might be a blessing, Lord, to those that are listening this morning. God, open ears and hearts, Lord, that your word might find a lodging place this morning, God. May it alter and change the course of our life. May it draw us closer unto you this morning, God. And I pray that wherever thy people gather together this morning in the house of God, I pray you be in the midst. And Lord, that our souls would be saved. And God, that backsliders would come back to you, God. Lord, this morning the discouraged would be encouraged this morning, God. Have those that are weighted down, the cares of life, Lord, the circumstances that boxed them in. God, that you send relief in the midst of the camp this morning. Have your way and your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen this morning. Now the Bible said here, Jesus addressing Simon Peter this morning, and thus said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you." But he said, "I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not." Dear friend, I want to assure you this morning before anything else, child of God, that Satan desires to sift you this morning. If you've been saved by the grace of God this morning, I'll assure you, you have an adversary, the devil as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. He wants to destroy your life, your testimony, your family, your credibility, your influence. Dear friend, the devil wants to get you as far away from God as he possibly can. And Jesus knew that Satan was about to tempt Simon Peter. He knew the outcome that Peter would give him, and that Peter would fall and deny the Lord Jesus Christ three times. And yet Jesus said, "I have prayed for thee." Dear friend, if the Lord's praying for you, you know the prayer's getting through. Oh, thank you, God. Dear friend, Peter was about to become, dear friend, a prodigal in the New Testament. About to start following afar off and end up in more trouble than he could get out of. Dear friend, this morning, and I know today there are many prodigals in our churches, have those that have fallen out of the wayside, have those that have got discouraged or defeated, have those that have got ensnared by the devil, and they're out of church for some reason this morning. Dear friend, in the Bible said that Jesus has said, "I have prayed for thee." Many have been overtaken in faults and failures. Many have been weighted down. Many have been overwhelmed in burdens. They've tried to bear the load alone and have fell beneath it. Have they never intended maybe to get out, but they have. Little by little, have the world and the devil and the flesh have drawn them away, have sucked the sap out of their spiritual life, and they've drifted away. Friend, many have undertaken jobs and hobbies and responsibilities that keep them from serving God. Amen. Many have undertaken projects and said, "Preacher, this is just temporary. It's just for a short while." Dear friend, and just like dear friend Naomi's husband, dear friend, they went to sojourn in the land and ended up staying there and dying there. Dear friend, I
tell you, when you get the momentum going in the wrong direction, it's hard to turn back. And I'm always amazed. I dare find these folks that say, well, I'm preacher, God, give me this job. I bet it got them out of church. Amen. I dare find God gave me my husband or gave me my wife, and they've got you out of church instead of you getting them in. I dare find, I thank the Lord got taken a lot of blame. That ain't his fault this morning. I dare find many have been taken, as the Bible said, captive by the will of the devil. Lured in, tempted, ensnared, dear friend, by the things of this world. They've made shipwreck. They've got involved in things that demanded compromise, that brought corruption, that led to callousness. Dear friend, and sometimes they're not even aware of their own condition. Dear friend, but they're not singing in the choir anymore. They're not teaching behind the podium anymore. They're not preaching behind the pulpit. They're not even sitting in the pews, dear friend, this morning. And but yet Jesus has said, I have prayed for thee. If he's our example, if we're to walk in his footsteps, dear friend, this morning we also need to pray for the prodigals. Amen. That's what I want to preach about a few minutes this morning, is a prayer for the prodigals this morning. Dear friend, I believe it is our duty this morning to intercede, dear friend, to agonize, dear friend, this morning to fill in the gap, to stand in the hedge, dear friend, for those this morning that our comrades, our brothers and sisters that once stood amongst us, dear friend, this morning, and now for some reason, dear friend, for some excuse, they have fallen away, dear friend, from the church this morning. Amen. I realize today there are many who have never been saved. Dear friend, in the Bible said they went out from us because they were not of us. Brother, but I'm talking about there is such a thing as backsliding on God. There is such a thing as falling out of favor. There is such a thing as being ensnared and trapped. Dear friend, there is such a thing. Dear friend, as Peter found out, when the devil sifts you, dear friend, and you give in to temptation, how you find yourself on the outskirts, strayed from the fold. Dear friend, this morning, how the fellowship with the saints of God, and many have found themselves in this predicament this morning. And I believe it's the church's duty, obligation, responsibility, and ought to be our heart's desire to pray for those prodigals in the church this morning. And dear friend, now there's three areas or three things that we ought to pray for concerning the prodigals in our church. And may I remind you this morning, this is not a nameless, faceless crowd. Dear friend, these are those that used to sit on the pew beside us or in front of us. Those that we used to listen to testify, maybe even set the church on fire. They used to sing in the choir, sing specials. Dear friend, this morning I'm talking about those, dear friend, that was once engaged in the service of God, who dedicated their lives and committed themselves, dear friend, to serving God, dear friend, this morning, and now for some reason, dear friend, and I know where the blame lies this morning, but that does not relieve us of our obligation to pray for the prodigals this morning. Amen. We're not to write them off. We're not to mark them out. We're not even to go on without them. Amen. Dear friend, they're a part of us. Part of the body. Dear friend, this morning, and it ought to hurt us, dear friend, that they're not with us anymore. Amen. I know we still got a job to do. I know, friend of mine, we're still committed to heaven this morning. morning. I dear friend, but somewhere in the corridors of my soul, I dear friend, I have a longing to see those, I dear friend, that have gone from the church, had to come back home. Hit man, I thank God this morning, I dear friend, for the prayers for the prodigals this morning. Let me say, first of all, we ought to pray for God's care upon them this morning. Amen. Now, I know before a prodigal comes home, I dear friend, if you look in Luke chapter 15, I dear friend, concerning the parable of the prodigal son, I dear friend, one must come to himself. Oftentimes, they've got to hit rock bottom. They've got to be awakened by some tragedy, some trying circumstance. Amen. But let us not forget this morning, these are sheep in wolf country. Have those that have wandered and strayed from the protection of the fold. They're vulnerable. They're easy prey. They're in a world that does not love them and does not care about them this morning. Amen. And for the time being, blinders have been put on them. The wool has been pulled over their eyes. They're away from God this morning. And oh, how we need to pray for God's care upon them this morning. And before I go any further, let me tell you this morning, friend, none of us are above straying from the fold. Amen. Not me, preacher. I would never do it. And yeah, if you'll turn back a chapter, Peter said, Lord, all of these may deny you, but I never will. I'll go with you to jail. I'll go with you to death. I'll never deny you. And yet when Satan turned his life upside down, I boxed him in. I put him in a position he ought not to ever been in. I turned up the pressure. Amen. The spirit may be indeed willing, but our flesh is always weak. And brother, you're just as susceptible of falling as anyone else. Amen. We need to pray for God's care upon them. First of all, in surveillance. I dear friend, that God would watch over them. I dear friend, I'm glad we serve a shepherd that sees all. Amen. I dear friend, and I'll tell you, isn't it wonderful this morning that we can put them in the hands of one that, I dear friend, that's never failed. I dear friend, we can lay them on the altar this morning and entrust them in the hands of a God. I dear friend, that's able to get the job done. While they're stumbling around in the dark, trying to find their way, sifted by Satan. Hey, God, keep his eye upon them until they come to their senses. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to know when you punch out, dear friend, that God's still on the job? Dear friend, when you drift off into dream world, God never sleeps and never slumbers. He's always on duty. And may God watch over them and keep them from harm's way. Amen. May he shelter them. Dear friend, shield them from danger. Dear friend, I know some of you old long-tongued Baptists, dear friend, would like to say of those that have got out of church well, they're getting what they deserve. Amen. Since when have we become judges of who deserves what? Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, if we got what we deserve, we'd be in hell with our back broke, without a hope in this world. Amen. Dear friend, they've strayed. They've made mistakes. Dear friend, they've got in sin, but they're still a child of God, and God still loves him as much as he loves you and I this morning. He's not a respecter of person. He takes no pleasure this morning in a sheep being ripped apart by wolves, devoured by predators. Dear friend, you are not rejoice because one of your brothers or sisters' lives are being ruined or marred. Dear friend, every time a child of God falls, it affects all of us this morning. Amen. Dear friend, it affects the credibility and the influence of the church. Amen. It weakens us this morning. Dear friend, and we ought to pray that God would have his hand upon them. Amen. man, and pray for strength. Amen. Too many times we get frustrated. Too many times we give up. Too many times we go visit, we call them, and see no results, see no response, and we just wipe them off the list. We get discouraged. Wash our hands with it, turn our backs on it. I'm glad this morning that God hadn't ripped them off yet. And God said it's not done yet. And dear friend, God may have to chasten them. And dear friend, but God's not going to let them go. Amen. I'm glad somebody didn't give up on me this morning. And dear friend, today we need to pray for God's care upon them this morning. I'm talking about praying for the prodigals at the church this morning. And dear friend, number two, let us pray for God's conviction upon them. Amen. Brother, we can pray for them, and we can visit them, we can call them, and unless the power of God is displayed, dear friend, the task is never going to be accomplished. Dear friend, I tell you, I reckon in the church today, we think we've evolved so psychologically and superiority. Dear friend, all of our dear friend institutes and our educations and our programs and our retreats, dear friend, that we don't need God. But I'm telling you, dear friend, without the moving of the Holy Ghost of God, dear friend, to bring man to Christ, it still takes the moving of the Holy Ghost to bring them back into the fold. Amen. Dear friend, listen, it still takes the hand of God to reach down and rescue. Dear friend, one this morning, dear friend, and oh, Peter may have failed, dear friend, but he remembered, dear friend, that time he walked out on the water and began to go under, and the Bible said that he reached up his hand, and immediately Jesus reached down his hand. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you what a child of God's got, dear friend, that this world don't understand, is no matter how far we go, and no matter how deep we sink, we can always reach up, oh hallelujah, and know there's a hand reaching down. Dear friend, we're just a prayer away, thank God, from being rescued and lifted up out of the circumstance we're in. Dear friend, pray that God would speak to them. Amen. They may not listen to preaching anymore. They may hang up the phone on you. They may avoid you in the grocery store. They may see you in Walmart and turn and go the other way. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, how they can't get away from God's voice, how that echoes in the canyon of their soul. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, how God's got ways, dear friend, of getting past their ears and getting in their heart. Amen. His word's sharp. Sharper than a two-edged sword. It's able to divide asunder. Dear friend, it's able to get down where you live. Dear friend, you can plug your ears. Dear friend, this morning, God's voice can still be heard. Dear friend, in our hearts, I pray for God to shake them. Amen. Lord, these times I'd like to do it myself. Dear friend, I'd like to grab them and say, what in the world are you doing? Amen. Dear friend, but that'd only drive them further away. But God's able to take their sleep. God's able to visit them at the midnight hour. God can take their appetite. God can touch their finances. God can afflict their health. God can box them in and hem them up. He can set their fields on fire. He knows how to get their attention. And dear friend, this morning, we need to pray for God's conviction, how to shake them up. And dear friend, this morning, and pray for God to spare them. Amen. Dear friend, I know times when desperate calls for desperate measures. Dear friend, to reach him. Dear friend, sometimes God may have to take them down at the very jaws of death. Amen. Dear friend, there is a time when God's patience runs out. Dear friend, it's only by his mercies we're not consumed anyhow. And he said in judgment he'd remember mercy. Dear friend, we need to pray. Dear friend, though we desire God, God's hand to be upon them. And dear friend, and bring them back in the fold. And let us pray that God will spare them, dear friend, from death, dear friend, and too much destruction in their life. Amen. I'll tell you, being backslid don't only affect you. It'll affect your wife. It'll affect your husband. It'll affect your children. It'll affect your brothers and sisters. Dear friend, I'll tell you, it's a dangerous thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Dear friend, this morning, and you're saved by the grace of God. You've been bought the price. You're not your own this morning. And brother, it's not the world you turned your back on. It's not your family you walked out on. Brother, it's God this morning that holds your next breath. Dear friend, but let us pray that God would have mercy upon them and spare them this morning. And then lastly, let me say, before time runs out, let us pray for God's care. Let us pray for God's conviction. And let us pray for God's cure upon the prodigals this morning. He's still the balm in Galilee, the great physician, the mender of broken hearts and wounded feelings this morning. There's only so far we can go. We can quote scriptures, we can give advice, we can point the way. Dear friend, I'll tell you, we might give them to come to church and shake the preacher's hand, but if that's all they ever get, they'll be back out before long. Dear friend, only God can take a broken life and put the pieces back together. Dear friend, God's the one can heal and restore them. Dear friend, and bring them back into the fold and restore the joy of His salvation this morning. Let's pray that God would cleanse them. Dear friend, to take the shame and the guilt and the stains and wash them away. Amen. Let's pray for God to be able to help them to conquer whatever got them out of church to start with, that they could overcome it. Amen. Those things that hinder them. Dear friend, pray that the Lord would help them let go of them. Set aside those weights and the sin that easily besets him. Resist the temptation and embrace the Lord. And brother, most of all this morning, dear friend, let us pray for God's cure is the comfort of the saints of God. Amen. And when the prodigal came home in Luke chapter 15, he found open arms from his father. Amen. How the father didn't ask him where he'd been or what he had done. He just said, I'm glad you're home. Dear friend, I know the son repented. Dear friend, this morning, and I'll tell you, we ought not act like the elder brother. When one of our fallen brothers come in the church house, I turn up a stiff nose. Dear friend, this morning, and start bringing up their sin. If not for the grace of God, you'd be in the same shape. Don't you give them a cold shoulder. Dear friend, don't you dare say, well, we'll give it some time and see what happens. Brother, you ought to accept them. If God's forgiven them and they've repented this morning, you're to open up your arms and welcome them home. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you this morning, you want to be an old stick in the mud. Dear friend, you always want to criticize and judge somebody else's life. I sure hope that Satan don't ever sift you, brother. Dear friend, I'll tell you, I pray for those prodigals this morning. They need prayer. And the Lord richly bless you is our prayer this morning.